Look sharp.
Stepping carefully, Luke advanced toward the sound. As he came around the log, he saw a man in a filthy, blood-stiffened serape laying face down on the pine needle carpet. Flies crawled across him the same as they had the mutilated corpses of the family. But as Luke studied the body, he realized the man was still breathing. Carefully, he walked around the body.
Got us a live one.
Good or bad?
Bad, I think. He's not dressed like a farmer, and he appears to have been hit by a load of buckshot.
Talbot, still holding his handkerchief to his nose, walked over. Using the toe of a boot, Luke heaved the man over. He'd been shot in the head at close range. His flesh was peppered with gunpowder burns, and the side of his head furrowed deeply where the ear had been blown off. His face on that side was a mask of bruising and dried blood. Flies had laid eggs in the gruesome wound, and now maggots squirmed there.
Someone tried to blow his brains out once he was down.
That is Fernando Juarez, bounty worth $200 and a known associate of Melicus.
It seemed impossible that Talbot could have known that. Even if the rendering on Juarez's wanted poster had been perfect, the man's face was horribly deformed by the point-blank round he'd taken.
You seem pretty sure of yourself, Talbot, given the circumstances.
As he spoke, the bandit opened his eyes. The bullet must have struck at an improbable angle and glanced along his skull. It was a minor miracle he was still alive, though it was obvious he wouldn't survive.
It is my job to recognize bad men. So I do.
Right. Well then, Fernando, you're a dead man. And even if I were inclined to try and save you, which I'm not, you'd just wind up swinging from a rope anyway.
Fernando Juarez began blinking rapidly and trying to form words. Fresh blood spilled out of his mouth.
All right, enough of that. Here's the deal, and from where I'm sitting, it's pretty generous. So, mi amigo, I have a bottle of laudanum in my saddlebags. I can ease your pain. Hell, take the whole damn bottle, I don't care. Just tell me where Melicus is going. He left you to die. You just gonna let that go?
Finally, he laid a hand on Luke's arm, pulling him closer.
Affliction.
What did he say?
Affliction. He said, affliction.